Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
I am very pleased that the director of Lost for Words, one of the films being shown at the Cambridge Film Festival, is joining me this morning. It's Rick Bush. Good morning.
Hi, great to be here.
Rick, this film, Lost for Words, it sounds like a beautiful story. How did you come about writing or finding the story?
Well, my friend Tilly Wadsworth had written this script and sent it to me sort of on a whim, and I read this thing and I thought, oh my God, this is basically two actors in one location. We should just film this.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I wasn't expecting it to be actually filmed. And I said, well, yeah, I think we could actually do it. So we spent a few months rewriting a little bit and then we just put it together, because at some point you've just got to do it. You just got to do it yourself. Yes. No one's going to do it for you.
Do you want to give people the synopsis of the film for those that don't know? It's called Lost for Words, and it is set in Ely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's set in Ely in the local bookshop there, Toppings.
Now, someone asked me, they think it would was it going to be put in Toppings? And I thought, I hope so, and it wasn't like a made-up location. So that is absolutely brilliant, because that is a real treasure trove.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think we would have made the film if we couldn't get an actual bookshop, but just because it would take so much money to actually build a fake bookshop in a studio.
Yeah, very good point.
But yeah, it's about Lana, who feels a little lost and trapped in her job and in her relationship and in her life in general. And she meets an old crush from her school in a bookshop, and they get chatting and get locked in overnight, and they chat, and she comes to realize that in order to make change in her life, you have to actually make some choices.
So a bit like you were saying about the film, you just got to just do it sometimes.
You've just got to make a choice.
You can't
and
just
do something.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds really lovely. Now, have you done many films before?
I've been in the industry for nearly 20 years, cameraman, editing, directing some bits here and there, lots of short films, but this is my first mainstream feature film.
Amazing. That's really excellent news. It's such lovely. There's so many people working in the industry around this area, it turns out. Mm. And it's so lovely to hear how they're doing it, but, you know, with lots of hard work. Don't get me wrong, you haven't just walked into it.
Yeah, I think Cambridge is a very creative place. I think that a lot of creative people come here and have come from here as well.
So you say this is the first feature film. So how did you kind of, like you said, you'd say just film it, but did you then have to rely on lots of people to help you with that?
A little bit. Me and Tilly, the writer, we co-produced it. I have a business partner called Rebecca Goodwin. She helped me with some financing, and she also plays the third role in the movie. And Tilly, it turns out, knows everyone locally. So
we
spoke with Toppings. She told them that she wrote this movie about the bookshop, and it was her childhood bookshop. And they said, okay, you can come and film here. And we got another few locations around Ely as well. Julia's Tea Rooms and Positively Magical in Ely. And we filmed in those locations too. So it felt like a big Ely movie, and everyone helped make it.
And are Toppings, I presume Toppings have been invited to this, to come and watch it.
They have been invited. Yeah,
be delighted to go and see it. And how long does it take you to do all of that? Is it been a quite long process?
So I would say the rewriting and getting the script to where it was took a few months. We were kind of, you know, we didn't want to set a start date for filming until we had a script we were happy with. And then from pre-production to filming it was maybe a couple of months. And then we filmed for 8 days over a couple of weeks. And then I edited it in a couple of months.
That's very good.
A little bit.
I guess having two people in one location, or generally one location, is, like you say, the ideal dream, isn't it?
Yeah,
really,
exactly. And the two actors that we had, Nina Fiderman and David Bone, they are theatre actors. So they knew the entire script off by heart, which meant that I could set up a shot and we could just film 5 pages all in one go, and then close up, those same five pages all over again, another close up, those five pages, and we go, great, we're moving on.
Does that not happen then with people that do more film? Is that because they know that they're only doing a scene, so they tend to learn just that bit?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, tricks. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
And when you're usual filmmaking, you do, you know, half a page, maybe, and then you go, okay, we'll get this shot from lots of angles, and then we'll move on to the next bit of the page, and it's just drawn out. But in my experience, being a sort of low-budget filmmaker, it was the only way to do it, especially in toppings. We only had it for a few hours in the evening after they closed.
Of course,
The first evening when we filmed there, we were supposed to be done by 11:38 p.m. and we got done by 1 a.m. The first day was always the hardest, but we got 16 pages filmed in about 3 hours. So it was stressful that first day, but then afterwards
but stressful but really productive.
productive.
Oh well, that sounds brilliant. So who would you say it was kind of aimed at?
I think it's aimed at anyone who feels like they've been trapped in some way in their life. It's also a sort of a romantic comedy, the kind of comedy that we don't get anymore these days too much. It's got 90s vibes to it.
Excellent.
We think. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, we like to call it a mix of Bridget Jones meets Withnail and I.
Honestly, that sounds brilliant. And it says it's a certification for the film festival of a 15, so I'm guessing that's the idea of who would be suitable for it. Now, it's on Saturday, this Saturday, 25th, at 25 past four.
That's it, yeah.
And then Wednesday at 4:30 as well.
Yep.
So there'll be the two showings of it. And what happens to it after that?
Well, we've got a London screening at the Rio Cinema in London, who've been interested in showing it, and we're going to do a Q&A after that. And then we've got a few more festivals that it's submitted to, but we have to wait and hear back from them. And then we just wait and see if we get some kind of distribution, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll turn up on Amazon or something
perfect.
Like that.
Perfect. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
No worries.
And good luck. And do you have other projects already in mind? That was my last question, I think.
We are. Tilly and I are writing a new film, a sort of vampire gangster movie.
Right.
But with a relationship at the heart of it, where someone is in a relationship with someone who's a vampire, who's sort of sucking the life out of them.
Ooh, right,
and
yeah.
I'm nice sure that. There are certain people who can relate to being in those kinds of relationships.
Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in. That's the director, Rick Bush, and the film Lost for Words is on as part of the Cambridge Film Festival, and you can see more details of how to get that going to cambridgefilmfestival.org.uk. Cambridge Red.